Baby, what's up? You're on break? Awesome. How's everything? Boring. Oh, I missed you. Yeah, I know. Work is keeps my mind occupied, but I always have time to think of you. What do you mean that cheered you up? I mean, I'm glad, but why do you need cheering up, babes? You don't feel good. What's wrong? You always didn't like her. What happened? What did she do this time? You guys got grouped for a project together? Oh, babe, I'm sorry. That really sucks. You can't do anything to get out of it or switch partners or anything. It was based by how good you're doing. So, let me guess. She's part of the ones that need help. You can't always be good at everything, but sucks that he needs to be partnered up with her out of everyone else in the class that need help, huh? You think the teacher's out to get you? Come on, babe. I doubt it. If so, then I'll go talk to her. What? I can be nice. I'm always nice. Don't give me that. I'm only not nice to you because you deserve it. I'm kidding. But, so, what is this project on? Well, that's not too bad. You know all that. She already said you're gonna have to do all the work, huh? That's not good. That is not good. And, well, I would love to help you, babe, but that's only if you want my help. Otherwise, I know you can ably speak to a teacher about it. You're gonna suck it up. That's my baby. You're amazing, and you're strong. And when things don't matter that big of a deal, I mean, it matters a big deal, but there's so many other things you can concentrate on, like her and her fucking whiny attitude and lazy attitude is just gonna screw her in the end, and you're gonna be the one walking away as a valedictorian, you know? And when you're achieving so many goals in life, she'll be selling hot dogs on the side of the road. Not that there's anything wrong with selling hot dogs on the side of the road, it's just with the classes you're doing, she shouldn't be selling hot dogs on the side of the road. Point is that you need to do your best, as you always do. You need to talk to the teacher and see if you can get, you know, credit only. Because I know sometimes that helps, like, if you talk to the teacher and tell them, like, you're the only one that did work on this project and you deserve all the credit instead of her, and if maybe you can get extra credit. I don't know, baby, but you're gonna do it. You're gonna be fine, and I believe in you, and if you need any help, you know where to find me. I'm right here. I'm a phone call away, and I'm a 15-minute drive from your school. And I don't mind coming to pick you up, and we go on a long drive, and we get some food, and talk, just like how we always did. I don't mind. Yeah, of course I'll do that for you. I'd do anything for you. I just want you to know that you are a superhero, and you are my inspiration. I look up to you, and this is one of the reasons why I do, because the way you handle situations like this, I don't think I could ever do that. You are amazing, and the moment I see you today, after my work finishes, when I see you, we're gonna have an amazing time, just like last night. Some dinner, whatever you wanna do. We can drive around, we can go back to my place, anything you want, baby. Anything you want. You had a hard day, and I'm gonna be here for you. And no matter what you want to do, as long as I'm with you, I'm happy, and there's nothing that can change that. You have to go soon. One more class, and then I get to see you. Yeah, I hope you look forward to it, because the only reason I keep going to work is so in the future I can support you and me, and, you know, whatever we decide to do. I want to get ahead of ourselves. You're gonna be amazing, and I know I tell you that all the time, but you are amazing. You are incredible. You can do this. You can do anything you want. And I'll be there every step of the way, supporting you and your decisions. And if you need any help on your schoolwork, even though I don't know what the hell I'm doing, I can do some things. I'm gonna be there for you. Have a good last class, okay? And when I see you, when I come to pick you up, you better have a big smile on your face. Otherwise, I'll put one on you. No, that's not a threat. It's a promise. A good promise. Okay? Give me a kiss. Yes, over the phone. Come on. Thank you. And I expect one when I see you. Alright, I love you. You take care, okay? I'll see you soon.